Yeah, no, all is well now.
All right, well, cool. Let's get this shit started the
Okay. This one is for you. Okay, this little ditty bop, this
Okay.
bud is for you. Ready for it?
I'm ready. I am ready.
Oh God. I don't know if you are. This scares me. That's me. You
You know I love me some surprises. You know I love
know
it.
what's funnier is not wanting to play because that's how funny it is. That's petty.
Oh, it petty or is it really
Yes.
just
Nah, I was being a little petty.
Self 2G 2000 watts.
Now, why that gotta be my song?
Because it's your song. One, it's in the era that you acknowledge all of your music trivia from. And two, because I should have played Tyrese every time I tried to leave at the Keys for me. And then that would have been meeting in my bedroom, would have been the answer to that. So
Yes. You know what? I mean, there's actually a lot of accuracy in that statement within itself. It is. And you
yeah.
want to know what's crazier is that even though you said Silk meeting in my bedroom, how about that was one of my favorite albums? You couldn't tell me shit. I knew that bad boy front and back. Oh, man.
I can believe it. That's hilarious.
Especially check your friend. Baby, check your friend. She's out to steal your man. That was my shit. Oh. She's happy all to herself. Like, girl, they was killing it. Okay, come on, man. Silk was my shit. I seen them in concert, matter of fact.
Oh, no.
I said, come on. I seen them. Yes, I'm telling on myself. I think they was at the concert. Yeah, so Silk, it was Subway. It's 7:02.
Not the front door.
Oh, my God.
7:02 is amazing, though, because you got to see who is that, Mila. Got to see Mila.
That was the light-skinned one, right?
Mila was the dark skin. What you talking about?
Oh, girl. That's the one music soul show I had a baby with, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's gotcha. Mila. And then I think the other one was maybe Misha, was it? And then Irish?
Girl.
Yeah, Misha and Irish. Okay. Misha and Irish were sisters. And they wanted, like, in the earlier 702 days, come on, little music trivia. In the earlier 702 days, the elder sister, the light-skinned girl with the little flip, she yep. was actually the lead singer. And then they was like, nah, we need somebody who sound better.
Damn.
And then they brought in Mila. Who came in and took them to the Where My Girls At fame.
Huh. Wait a minute. This motherfucker is driving backwards off of the ramp. What's happening? What?
The Nignogs is out, okay? And they are out in every race, okay? They are out here Nignogging. They are out here doing TikToks in the street. I'm offended.
I am too, because why the hell are these cars out in the street and this motherfucking gas is almost six goddamn dollars?
Girl, I sure did pay $5.99. Let's talk about it. I'm not for it. And also, I want to also add that in California, they're at $8 for their premium.
God damn.
And I said, it's not that important. It's not that important. Wherever it is that we going, like, people definitely should start calling off of work because, you know, they out of gas.
Like, yeah. Like, people, okay, now what happened to the people who used to only put $10 worth of gas in their car? They is fucked up right now, okay?
Exactly. What gas were you using in the first place? And then... What vehicle were you putting only $10 in?
And a Corolla. You know,
so I was like, girl, you know, so I can borrow that.
A Geo Prism.
Oh, not a Geo Prism, because even a tracker gonna take more than 10. That looks
absolutely.
Up, but, maybe is it maybe a
an accent.
A little, what was that, a Chevy Volt? You know? They got, you know, because they took away the Aveos, I think. So what?
How, like, about a Yaris?
Maybe the smart for two, that car.
Okay. If anybody hit that smart car. I really feel like you probably better off walking down the street with just some shoulder knee pads and a helmet on, because that is a piece of a car. That's not even an old car.
Right. Are you suggesting that people who drive in smart cars should wear full body leather like motorcyclists?
Yes, because the only protection now is your skin, because that car is like a jacket. Mm-hmm.
Not a jacket car.
It's
like,
yes.
A jacket car too. That ain't even like the heavy coat.
It's a windbreaker.
That's a windbreaker car. Yikes.
Why did they call it a windbreaker? It never broke. It used to catch all of the wind.
The funny thing is, I feel like it makes you more aerodynamic. Now you also can be gone with the wind, fabulous.
Yes, in the middle of you swishing.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with your own sound effects.
Yes, those in corduroy pants. I'm fully aware of those two sounds. Like, I feel like maybe, perhaps, that's what we need to reimagine jail uniforms. You know? So they can hear each other.
Before we go any further, what the hell does corduroy sound like, TT? Huh? What does it sound like?
It sound like Eartha Kitt falling downstairs. Like that.
Marcus, help me. Oh, I'm sorry, rest in peace, Eartha, but I'm just saying, I don't know how that's going
to
sound.
That's what it sounds like. But they can hear you when you come, which is the most important part.
The only thing I imagine is a kitten using its paw on what they used to wash the clothes on like a washboard to make the music.
A cat on a washboard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A catnip scratcher with velvet. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. I have sugar. I am like a toddler. You cannot give me sugar or caffeine. And
Oh. Good
ass. I have had 2 cups of coffee today, so I doubt if I'm going to go to sleep tonight.
Oh, Lord, yep. I forgot about you and this sensitivity to drugs
and
regular people stuff.
Yeah, because you guys' earthly stuff is weird. I don't know how it works. I don't like it. I don't like it. I like parts of it, but not all of it.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think you can pick and choose, but...
I thought it could be like Wendy's. You know how they got it, like a biggie bag? You can't do that with life. Like, you can't take 5 good items and put it somewhere.
Well, you know what? Honestly, though, I'm not against Wendy's doing that so strongly, having a chokehold on us for the past couple of years, that now McDonald's has gone back to 2 for $6 on certain things. And Burger King ain't took that off their menu on their 2 for $6. And Arby's. Arby's used to have the best pick.
Oh my God, didn't they?
It was like 5 for $5 or 6 for $6. Like, it was stupid good. And I used to max them every afternoon coming from, maybe Monday and Wednesday afternoon, I think. I had classes at Merchandise Mart. Like, it was like early in the afternoon, so I was out by evening time when I was in college. Super, super easy going to the Arby's and Merchandise Mart on my way back to the Brown Line. We hit up they 6 for $6. We get the beef and cheddar, some chicken tenders or whatever that was, some mozzarella sticks. I think they had the mac and cheese bites, and then they had the Jamocha shake also on that list. And you can do all of that. Like, that was the best thing. It was the best thing.
It really was. Like, all of the items was good. All
every
the items.
One of them.
Because then they also had a turnover on there.
What was it, an apple turnover? I wasn't big on their pastries.
Or they chocolate turnover. I wasn't either. But girl, them Jamocha shakes,
The Jamocha shakes slap somebody. That's some caffeine I sometimes miss. But the fact that it's in a milkshake makes me go, never mind.
Wait, the way nobody's set up right now, you'd be like, oh, we can't do the same things that 5 years ago body used to do. I know that's what I'm saying.
Really not. But while we're here, hey guys, welcome to the Ratchet Auntie podcast. Sorry.
Oh. Hey, y'all!
That's Tiffany. I'm Aaron. Oh, we're here.
That's me. Sorry, guys. And I don't keep trying to interrupt y'all. I'm just really excited, and I have more words that I want to say, but my brain is computing them too fast, and my mouth can't keep up with it. So I'm going to try to wait my turn.
I want you to say them up. Go ahead.
At the same time, it's going to come out like groovish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's been so much stuff happening, hasn't there?
It has. It's been a holiday. How was your holiday?
Oh, interesting. You know, it's always interesting when you kick it with family, man. You'd be like, oh, okay, this is a new facet. I didn't know about this. But yeah, it was interesting. It was good. My sister threw down on that grill. Now the food was delicious. Really just sat around and just kicked it with the fam. And the great niece, she is fucking hilarious. And yeah, everything was cool. The funniest part of the day was probably when my niece tells me the story of when the Hispanics come up to her talking Spanish because they think that she's Hispanic too. Like, that's always the best for me. I love it.
She does have Spanish club.
Oh, very much so, with her sandy brown hair, light eyes, and extra pale skin.
But she just looked real light. If anything, you know, that's just, if you have a very black family, you will know that we come in all shades, all colors. So the good thing about seeing a lineage of black people is, like, your parents can both be extremely dumb. And then, here you come, but as long as you ain't completely white, then can't nobody be like, no, that baby ain't yours, you know?
Oh, right. Oh, goodness. And what was even funnier is how it happened outside of work, too. So, because they always come up to mission's place. So they always come up to her immediately speaking Spanish. So when it happened, when she's holding my great niece, who happens to be a biracial child, so she's white, Hispanic, and black. So while she's holding this baby, and she is high yellow as she is, they automatically know that you are from somewhere, Puerto Panama, somewhere. Hola, mamacita, ¿cómo está? What?
Wait.
Oh shit! Okay, but yeah, that was my holiday. How was yours? Cause I just be talking.
Okay, you can definitely. The floor is yours. No, my holiday was hilarious. My sister had decided the night before or the day before maybe that she wanted to go out to breakfast with my mother and myself. So that was going to be funny. I'm like, all right. So we get to my mom's and we all hop in my sister's truck. And she's like, all right, now tell me where to go. And I'm like, wait, what?
Also, she ain't playing nothing.
She food, actually, she just knew. We're all going to eat something.
Hilarious.
Which my mother turns around to me and goes, all right, Aaron, so where are we going? Wait, what? What you mean? One, I gave her options the night before when my sister brings this up. And both of those options, she said nothing to. Conversation the night before when I say, hey, well, do you want to go here or here? She says nothing. Okay. When I get in the car, they all look at me and like I gave options and there was nothing said. I'm like, okay. So I take them to a place where you take me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to which my mother is elated. Okay, when I say immediately, I had a kind of a lavender mimosa.
Oh,
Okay.
Yes.
Now, her and my mother both have coffee that are flavored with these extra sauces, but they came and brought them in different cups, and here you go. You know, so both of them are excited and talking loudly, and I'm like, oh God. here we go. So at this point, I have a pan and it is hot, okay? Because my shirt is not dry in the dryer, okay?
And oh Lord.
I don't know why, because I cleaned the vent. I don't get it. But either way, I had wet shorts, and so I wasn't wearing those outside. I was just going to wear pants. So I'm already burning up at this place, except now it's cold in there. And I'm like, hey, y'all don't want to sit outside? And they're like, no, ew, outside's where bugs are. And I'm like, oh my God.
You like, I can't win.
I can't. So I'm like, you know what? I know what I want. You guys figure out what it is that you want. They both get their food ordered. Food is there in the next few minutes. So it's all good. When I tell you this lady made sounds about this fried Korean sandwich, I was like, ma'am.
Like, you're embarrassing me. We can all hear you.
Have some decor. Gross.
That is so funny. But you know when food be real good, you do wind up making inappropriate sounds like,
and you're just being extra. And the waitress, like, okay. So then we get the bill back, right? And the bill, I think, was only like maybe like $50, maybe, right?
And oh, that's good.
Right? It wasn't like everybody got a lot. It was very, very simple. And so so the idea of the tip comes up, right? And I'm like, okay, I got the tip, whatever. And I start, you know, the tip. And then my mother, like, calls out this insane number for a tip. And we're like, can you count? And it wasn't that the service was bad. I was giving her over 25%, okay? What my mother was suggesting. Had to be like 35%, 45%.
You're like, mom, like, you have you ever heard of this is overdoing it.
So I'm like, that's cool if you want to leave, but as for me, my sister's like, no, that's not fine. All she did was bring us food.
That is so funny.
I'm sorry. And all of us tip well. It just was so funny. We were like, lady, what you're suggesting is the bill. Like, I don't understand. For me, I'm like, I've been here before, but I'm glad that your experience with this food right now makes you feel so secure about leaving her an extra $10 to what I was leaving her. That's cool. Go off. And I just thought about how food brings you together, right? So I'm like, okay, good. We're good. So from there, we head to a couple other stores. I think she wants to go to Stan's Donuts because the restaurant that we went to, they were out of their fresh donuts. So I guess, you know, they said their baker isn't there on Mondays. They give their baker the day off on Mondays.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. I've never been here on a Monday, so okay.
Right.
Good to know. So she said, yeah. So I was like, okay, well, if y'all don't want nothing else from here, y'all can go down the street to Stan's Donuts. So they're like, yeah, Stan's Donuts. I've also never eaten Stan's Donuts, so I can't really say that I was so thrilled. I'm just a tour guide at this point. So so we get to Stan's Donuts. My mother is excited. She buys a whole, like, dozen donuts. I'm like, oh my God, who's eating all these donuts? Not even you. You don't need a dozen. So she half dozen. And we're like, who is eating all of these donuts? And she's just like, y'all. And we're like, wait, who?
Like, I didn't even say I want a donut. You, how you gonna give me one?
Never said any of that. So I was just like, oh, okay, girl. She gets another coffee from them. We on the move. We're headed to a home store because my sister's like, I need a home store. And my mother keeps calling out furniture stores. And we're like, no, not Darwin Furniture, not Ashley, not, you know what I mean? Not Walter E. Smith. None of those. She wants like a Home Goods or a Pier One, you know what I mean? Type. So I take them across town to a Home Goods and she buys stuff that she doesn't need. and then we leave out of there and then they're like, hey, let's go to this other store. So we get into the other store and then my mother starts putting stuff in the cart. Like, I don't think she got anything from the Home Goods, but she's getting all this stuff in the cart now. So I'm like, okay, we make it up to the cash register. Time freezes. She can't find her debit card, right? So everybody's like, oh no, where's your debit card? And she ends up like zelling my sister so she can pay for her stuff or whatever. And I'm like, okay, let's call the last couple places you were at. You didn't buy anything at Home Goods. So where were we before that? Stan's Donuts. So I gotta call Stan's Donuts and see by chance, did she leave a debit card there? But what's even better is she doesn't leave it like with a person. They only have a machine where you just put it in.
No.
Wipe it yourself. You were supposed to. This is how excited she was about the donuts that she bypassed all of that, okay? And left out with her coffee and donuts. So thankfully, when I called, a girl over the phone was like, oh, yeah, what's the name on it? Okay, cool. Sure, it'll be here. Just bring an ID or whatever. I'm like, yeah, girl, I'm not coming in there at all. thanks. Glad to know it's there. We'll be back. So we head all the way back there. We go get her card. And then she's like, where to next? And I'm like, home.
Right, because you're doing way too much, ma'am. You just have you to take a damn nap.
You need to take a nap. You was geeked up off of coffee. I'm the only one who had alcohol here. I ain't had no weed. Y'all are blowing any buzz that I had. But last while I was out, though, and I put those on in the car because, of course, there were no bathrooms that were open anywhere. And
Oh, of course not, because whenever you actually need one, it's never.
never available to you, or it's a neighborhood where they're like, nah, crackheads are up, so no. Sorry, our restaurant bathroom is not open to the public. Sorry, you're just gonna have to hold it if you eat in here. So it was just like kind of, okay. So I changed doors on the way because I'm hot and stuff, I'm ready to go. And I know we were supposed to link up, so I was like, yo. We gotta go. Like, let's get this train moving. But mostly because I had a date, okay? Got myself a date. Monday 8 to the motherfucking Bennigan's, okay? So you don't know that Bennigan's ain't dead. Let me tell you, Bennigan's ain't dead, okay? They tried to take all my boys out, but just like the 300, one survived. Okay. He ran back to tell the people the story of the powerful 300 that fought that day. Okay. The mighty 300 that held his home and allowed him to live. They died so he yet could live. And he exists over in Elgin, Illinois, which is not, it seemed like it's far, because I mean, it's far from where I live. It's far from where you live. It's far from where most people would be considered to want to go out to. But let me tell you, I made that drive, smoked on the way there, ordered my fizzled, and had a Monte Cristo and a Kilkenny's Country Chicken Salad. And it was fire. Oh, and we had smoothies. That was good too. They had like a nice little
Girl,
smoothie bowl.
smoothies?
Girl, it was a nice little smoothie drink. Like it had no alcohol in it because I know we had a far way to go. But the fact that that Bennigan's is connected to a hotel makes me feel even better about the next time that I go, because I know for a fact if I don't want to go out there, and just drive all the way back, I could always stay there. I could stay by the Bennigan's and wake up and have Bennigan's again the next
It
day.
happened again. Okay, because I'm ready to drive out there right damn now. I ain't even hungry right now. I
It's a
should be though.
I told that man, I'm not gonna let y'all die. That's what I said on the way out. I'm not gonna let them take this one from you.
Oh, okay, speaking of taking things from people, kid, we're going to take back the Hoochie Daddy statements. Who the fuck came up with Hoochie Daddy? I'm done. I'm done.
Don't like the Hoochie Daddy shorts?
You know, just for the mere fact that I don't like it. A real man, like if you fucking with a real man and you call him a hoochie, he gonna want to slap the sh. How in the fuck is you gonna call this grown ass man a hoochie? I
I'ma
can't.
call my a hoochie if he being a hoochie. Shorts, I'ma call him a hoochie.
Oh
And
yeah,
he
I'm
gonna
gonna call you a hoochie too, but I ain't gonna
and
say
he
it to your face though.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you to your face. I'm gonna be like, you got them Hoochie Daddy shorts on? Oh, you being a little slut puppy out here. I see you.
I just okay. So I feel like they can't be super too much that. Like I like that and booty. I do.
I want to see the thigh. That's like my fa like. I love it. I love the idea of Hoochie Daddy shorts. Put it out there. I love it. I love it. I have because only because I have a growing affinity for Hoochie Daddy shorts, and it's been happening for a while. Because if your man is a boxer brief man, you've always felt like his shorts and his boxer briefs was Hoochie Daddy shorts. Now, whether or not you knew to call them that, I appreciate the younger generation for making it hilarious to me. Because yes, they've always been Hoochie Daddy shorts. I'm not necessarily a fan of the nut huggers. Like I don't like tighty whities. I don't necessarily like the man briefs when you're swimming and stuff like that. Like you know what I mean? Like the thong briefs. I'm not a fan of those particularly because I feel like now you're just showing out. Like unless you a stripper, what are we doing, sir? Like put it up. You don't see me out here with it. So, no, you can't be out here with it. So, it's just
Facts. That's facts.
a sport. Like, nah, bro. We not rocking like that. If you rocking it like that, then I'm rocking it like that. And it's been a
Yeah.
But if you got on like the shorts ones that hug right up underneath the booty cut, though, oh my God. Those swim shorts. Yes.
That's what you will do.
In bright colors, I love to see black men just be black standing out in them. I love it. It is one of my favorite things. I enjoy the male form in that way. Put it out there. We want to see it, fellas. But in your regular shorts wear, okay? You must be confident to pull off a Hoochie Daddy short. Your thigh, it ain't even got to be toned because, girls like the big boys too. You know,
That's true.
if the ass is spanging, we gonna look. So, regardless, you just gotta be confident in your Hoochie Daddy shorts. You know what I mean? Like we take it Hoochie Daddy negatively.
I can't call them a hoochie daddy. Now I will call them. Well, I can't call them booty clappers because I feel like that's disrespectful.
That's respectful. That's why
I
Hoochie Daddy.
know.
Hoochie Daddy is probably one of the. It is respectful. It is respectful. Even though your thigh is out trying to disrespect me, sir, I see you.
Yes, that's funny. Do you think your guy wears some Hoochie Daddy shorts?
For sure, I'm gonna buy him.
Oh, okay. Will he wear them outdoors?
I mean, it depends on where we're at, but you know, he's not opposed to the above the knee short. That's kind of, you know, he can pull that. His you know, he's been my model for the longest of time. Like anything that I can see on like on the runway, I can put on him. It's great.
That's true. He does mid shape.
I can just put him in anything. So yeah, with that, like I think even with him though, he'll be like, man, you know what I mean? Wait till I eat some more, and I'll be like, shut up. It's not out. Dialing other women. It's funny.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. But I just, guys, okay, this is a PSA for my fellas out there. Women love thighs as much as y'all do.
God, we love it.
And
Manscaped, though. You know?
please, please, no one likes to have long in between their teeth. That shit is not cool.
I know there are some women who like their man hairy. What I'm saying is consult with your, you know what I mean? Like perhaps that woman is for you. You know what I mean? Not all women. Somebody
Yeah,
like it. I
that's
don't
true.
necessarily, you know, like seeing the shorts and then seeing all the fur underneath the short. Like I didn't sign up to date a bear, but also somebody, you know what I mean? I know some women who are like, if he ain't got no chest on his hair, you know, if he ain't got no hair on his chest, if he ain't got no, you know what I mean? Just all of these things where it's like that, I guess, makes whatever makes him a man to you. It's kind of all that matters.
That
You know?
part. That part. And I literally was just talking to my boo thing about just people. Okay, shifting gears. Y'all know I always gotta change the subject. I don't know why. It's like within your relationship that works for y'all. Because I feel like relationships looking for a social validation for the things that they do in their relationship.
Well, that's definitely true, for sure, because of the fact that society kind of made the rules, and then there are things that are socially acceptable in a relationship that are not okay for the rest of the world. So it's like it depends on which side of the spectrum you fall on, but you could definitely be one of those like couples who, you know, does everything by the quote unquote by the book. You know, like you could have met and, you know, y'all talked before even going out and y'all didn't have sex when y'all first on your first date or, you know what I mean? Just things that are socially acceptable. You dated for a couple years before you got married. You didn't just meet each other and on the same day go and get married. It's so many things.
It is. It is. And that's why I'll be like, you know what? If people want to get married a week after meeting each other, who the fuck cares? Let them do their thing, okay? Everybody always got something to say about somebody else. Just shut the fuck up.
It only affects you pay for it. Like, and if they're gonna ask you to pay for it to end it, like, that's the only time it affects you.
Seriously, man, like WTF. I don't be understanding it. I really don't.
I just be like, you can say no. Like, ain't nobody obligating you to do nothing. Even if that person asked you to do it, you can say no. They asked you to be in your wed in a wedding and you don't believe that they supposed to be together, guess what? You can say no.
Yeah, but why do people feel like they can't? Like you are, like you have to say yes to your mother, or just because it's your child, or just supervisor.
Because if not, they're gonna tell on me. To who? To you? They're gonna tell you. Okay. It don't work like that.
All I know is I've been practicing. I know a lot. So it's been a couple of opinions that's been changing about me, and I don't care. I don't, because if I gotta tell you no to protect the shit, I I'm gonna tell your ass no.
I know that's right, as you should. So about these relationships, what are these new ways of thought that you have now figured out that it don't matter what nobody else say?
Man, just the things that you choose to do within one. And I'll just very obscure. Like, let's say a tattoo, right?
Uh-huh.
Always be quick to be like, hey man, don't you be getting their name tattooed. But why do you care? People shit all the time. Like, I have a tattoo of a dragon on my right arm that has an arm coming out of the stomach. Okay. I think if I choose anything past two I've ever gotten, I think I'm pretty aware of what I'm choosing.
You know what? That's say that though, because that's the only thing I feel is not obscure though. I feel like a name on you should think about. I feel like tattoos mostly people should think about, and more or less because one, it's not just that it's on your body, but that it's making your body a canvas. And why would you just allow somebody to write something stupid on them?
That part. Now, I'm not talking about to go get your
that's what
right saying. Name and they whooping your whole ass. Like,
still think, you know, you ain't got to get their name on you. That's their name. Like, that's the one thing for a fact you know.
That part.
Think about name tattoos. It's like, why are you putting someone else's name on your body? Why would you even put your own name on your body unless you're trying to make yourself identifiable? Unless you plan on being kidnapped, trafficked, or your body being cut up in a bunch of different places. That's the only reason why I think for somebody to put, you know, markings on themselves that are self-identifiers. Otherwise, it has stink. Like a bad omen for people to get names tattooed on them, which I think maybe has been like a self-fulfilling curse that I feel like it has been made so true because of so many people doing it that's mm-hmm. why I think you shouldn't. The better way of doing that, people who have been together for long amounts of time, it may not be because they have their name tattooed on them, but more or less because you guys went and got matching something.
Something that's right, unique. Right. That's what I mean. I don't mean tattoo for real. That's crazy.
The name tattoos, I think people should just let them go. Like, unless you just gonna get a name on you for like irony, then that's funny. But if you just Well, my name is Curtis, but I got Betsy put on me. Well, why did you get Betsy put on you? I don't know. I like the name. That's funny.
Okay. That's funny.
Tattoos like that. That's ironic and hilarious. But if he was actually with Betsy and both of them loved they car or whatever so much and they both went and got matching carburetor tattoos, then I'm like, oh, okay. One, that's unique as fuck. I ain't never seen nobody with a carburetor tattoo.
Oh yeah.
But then two, it's something that to the
just regular.
But to both of y'all have y'all meaning for it.
Exactly.
I think there's more of a sacredness that people should protect within their and tattoos are a way that you can show that. That's
absolutely.
That's what I'll say. I'll make that more politically correct. It's not that I don't feel like people should get name tattoos. Well, I mean, I feel like they shouldn't. But but also, it's not because I'm not going to get
better options.
Oh, totally better options. Like, I would rather not put a name tag. Would rather not.
Because, I mean, even after you at work for a couple days, you're not wearing that name tag. Like, unless you genuinely work at a store where they make you wear a name tag, then you ain't got to wear that name tag. Because people typically who know your name going to call you by your name.
That part.
But in your relationship, though, you shouldn't have to get their name on you to remind you of them.
That part.
I got Carl on my forearm because every time I look at it, it makes me think of Carl. And it's like, no shit, it says Carl.
What else is it supposed to do?
Like you think of.
Oh, God, of course it's going to remind you of Carl, because that's what it says on your arm. Okay.
Because most times you go, it's going to remind you of whoever the tattoo artist was who put it on there. Whether or not he was heavy-handed or not, that's what you're going to remember.
That's true. But that is off. Really, really true.
But go off. Oh, okay. Speaking of relationships, let's talk about one that's gone sour.
Oh, so, shit.
I've been watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case.
Grr. Oh, I have not.
Grr. It was over today. The judge issued the ruling or whatever based off of what the jury came back and said. Now, I was so confused by this whole trial in the first place because I never knew exactly what was going on when it was going on. So I remember a couple years where Amber Heard has said or had alluded to Johnny Depp beating her up or something.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was like,
okay, that's messed up. And then he was like, hi, B-Hub. Look at her face. She looks just fine. And then I was like, I didn't beat her up. She cut off my finger. And we was like, wait, what?
What?
Everybody's confused. Wait, she abused you? Wait, she cut off your finger? And of course, there's no proof of him hurting her. It's only proof of her hurting him, right? So, oh, God, this girl that went and did, like, magazine interviews and the Washington Post and the New York Times or whatever, submitting this article or whatever about how she was a domestic violence survivor and
what?
Nobody believed her.
Nope.
And everybody was like, now, mind you, she never said Johnny Depp beat her in any of these things, right? But you're married to him. So who else do we think you're talking about, right? So that's what this case was about. The case was specifically Johnny Depp suing her for $50 million for defamation and smearing his name because she has been alluding to the fact that he hit her this whole time or whatever in these past couple years. And she's been, you know, submitting things to media outlets, but she has never come at him. She's never, like, tried to get a divorce. Like, she was still with him type of thing. So it was like, wait, what is happening? What are you doing? What are you talking about? You're a survivor? Wait, Johnny Depp hit you? What happened? But she never said he did it, right? So this case was specifically about that. Now, she decided to countersue him for $100 million for defamation for saying that she hit him. She, in fact, was the abuser. So, court rule, this has been happening over several months. Okay, this whole court case has been going on. And it has been just testimony after testimony, basically, who can out-act who.
Wow.
Who tells the truth online? And over the weekend, they had to deliberate. The jury had to deliberate or whatever. And like I said, it's based on specific things. He was suing her for $50 million because she was defaming his character. She wanted to countersue him for $100 million because, no, he was defaming her character.
What?
On the stand, lying about certain events and things like that. Of course, I'm not going to deny that if a woman has been abused, that she's lying. It's not that I'm saying that. I'm also not saying Depp was not on drugs and a lot of alcohol, and he does not consider himself an addict. He also is a method actor. So it's not to say, y'all remember he was literally Jack Sparrow for like 10 years after Pirates of the Caribbean. Showed up to hospitals and stuff as Jack Sparrow. just to bring joy to small children. Like, it's just weird stuff that he would just be doing, but he would stay in character for years. So I'm pretty sure that's not easy on her. But also, at any point, if you are in argument with that man, and he
be like, oh, so I hit you?
Nobody's gonna believe that I hit you.
So true.
That's so messed up. I'm sorry for laughing, but certain things are funny in this because this is so much white trauma. And I'm like, what is happening? y'all are willing to stop the country to hear about this goofy trial between two extremely rich white people who've been fighting behind closed doors.
Yeah, these are problems I cannot identify with.
Yeah. They like, first off, like, they was fighting or whatever. Supposedly he had hit her at some point while they were dating or whatever. And then she texts her mom. And these texts are brought up in court, like black and white depositions. Like, here you go. Here's a full readout of her text messages to her mom. Like, no, mom, he doesn't hit me or anything. Like, we're great. I just really wish he would stop drinking so much. Like, all these texts. So then him going to rehab, him then texting her mom, if it weren't for your daughter, I would be dead right now. Like, I love her so much. I'm going to make it right by her. Da 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 da.
Also, make herself look like an ass.
Girl.
Okay.
I'm like, so then they supposedly give me, oh no, then they fight again, but she like, nah, I'm not gonna say nothing. Then he proposes, she accepts the proposal, they get married. Wait, what? Why would you marry him? I'm confused.
Right, because he'd be with what?
Why did you say, yeah, nah, now with this wedding ring, that's gonna change him? Like, you're not making yourself like,
nope.
Is it just because he Johnny Depp? Because,
yep.
Cause any other, like, you an actress yourself. Like, you've been acting for a long time. So, oh, also, let me also add that before she even met Johnny Depp, she was a lesbian. And her friend's relationship is that she beat up her girlfriend.
Oh, so she's just abusive as fuck.
Okay. So she beats up her girlfriend. The girlfriend don't press charges because, or the girlfriend, I think, did press charges at the time, but then drops the charges because during her, I guess, right before she was trying to, I guess, take it to court or whatever, that the police department or something was homophobic. And so that kind of interfered with her pursuing the case with her. So she dropped it. They broke up. Then she starts messing around with Johnny while he married to the French chick and was working on whatever stupid movie that they was working on.
Right.
I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Right. So, because for me, I'm like, there's abuse. And then there's domestic violence where it's like y'all fight each other.
Right.
And that the latter is probably more common than people want to admit because that would admit to fault. And no man is supposed to hit you. It's not about that. But if you are squaring up with said man and you are now the abuser, now we got a problem.
Right.
Because neither one of y'all should be hitting each other. If we saw two women fighting, we wouldn't be like, hey, nah, let them rock. No, we'll be like, hey, somebody needs to break this up. At all points, if they were fighting, Like, and I still have the if they were fighting at any point, it's nothing for an outsider to do except to say, hey, stop all of that. So at one point where they got into it, where everybody saw, like, I guess they was in Paris or something like that, they get into a fight. No, they weren't even at Paris. They weren't even in Paris. See, that's what I mean. Rich people problems that they have in these fights in very expensive places. So every time that they are fighting, she is being accused of cheating. That's Johnny's thing. He drinking to get the characters out of his body, and he also think that she's kind of a slut. So he like, I don't trust you. You bisexual or something now. I don't know. Believe it, type of thing. Like, I'm like, I'm pretty sure he said some wild stuff to her. I'm pretty sure of that. My
Yeah,
issue
because
is
he's fucking Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow at the time. What are you talking about? You the one decided to marry Jack Sparrow? Why'd he tell you to do that? Any man that is that serious playing crybaby and Edward Scissorhands, that's who you want to spend a life with? No, man. That character may pop out in the middle of the night and you don't know what's happening. Now he just cut all your hair up. Why? He having flashbacks.
Super.
At all, okay? This man then taped his fingers to the scissors and everything. No, thank you. I guess they were fighting it at some point, and the little sister was outside the door. The security, everybody was downstairs, and he came out or whatever. Or and they were still fighting, but then her little sister tried to get involved, and then he tried to push the sister down the stairs, and she was like, I had to do anything to stop him from trying to kill my sister because it was a far fall for her to take, and she would have died if he would have pushed her down the stairs. And so the lady like, so you hit him? And she like, well, I don't know what I did. She said, what do you mean you don't know what
Okay.
she said, I mean, I don't know what my body did. I just knew I had to get in between him and my sister.
Nope,
Because if
this is
something
what we're not
happens to
doing.
me, if something happens to her, then I don't know, I don't know what I did. And so it was like, oh, okay. So at some point, they still together. They make it to the Cannes Film Festival, right? Now, mind you, after every single one of their fights, there's
An
paparazzi. There
event.
are people there with cameras. It's an event, okay? She did not have the Robin Fenty, okay? When Chris and Rihanna was fight, we saw.
Speculations. We just saw pictures, okay? We saw pictures and it was speculative. We made a whole damn story about them driving down the highway, whooping each.
Okay, we have a feeling of what happened, but the pictures show that she got the Foo Fops put on her, okay?
She did definitely got the pause.
Then we saw his face and body, and we said, oh, she put the Foo Fops on him too. Okay. In all of these cases with Amber and Johnny, neither one of them looks scratched up. Not man.
So basically, we saying that Johnny Depp was abusive and she was physically abusive.
That's what it's come to be.
All right, so we are concluded, guys.
We have
Because I feel like if one person in the relationship chooses violence, the other does too. It just may not be the same type of violence that they choose.
So, all in all, she ends up in a fight, in a rage or whatever in Paris, and ends up cutting his finger off. And
The fuck do you cut? Oh man, you've got to be one angry somebody.
yeah, with a pot she broke throwing at him, she then takes that and charges at him, slices his finger. And so then he goes to the hospital, and this nigga dips his finger in, he dips his finger in paint and writes how she was a slut on the mirror.
What? Nope.
Why?
Because it's like, look, if you're gonna do something crazy to cut my finger, the crazier response, because I mean, I'm still here.
That is the perfect. That's the person you still go back and be with, like all of this.
See, this is a hard pass for me. Okay, this is a hard pass.
Happy. Neither one of them was breaking up with each other, which is so stupid. So I'm like, what in the world are they? Who gonna win this? Right? Who gonna win this? Again, about this trial, about exactly what it's about. Like I said, it is specifically, did you put out an article at this time? Yes. Okay. In this article, did you not, or did you allude that you was talking about Johnny Depp? Yes. Okay. Well, then you lose. Bottom line, jury today was like, cool. Yeah, you did that. Do we determine that you... Okay, cool. So... Or, no, he's not getting the $50 million that he sued for. But is he getting 15? Yes, he is. Here's the funny part, though. Did he also make out a statement about her?
Yeah.
Did he also lie in that statement? Yes, not about specifically about her, but about her stuff. That she was a direct, like, I mean, yes. So, he got to pay her.
Oh, my God. So, okay. So, the moral of this story is, okay, violence chooses violence, okay? Once you start with a lie, you end off with it. And... Yeah. If somebody's not breaking up with you, just know that you guys are going to be at it until somebody's dead. All right.
Somebody got to be the winner.
Yeah.
And most of the time...
We are the champions.
We are the champions, my friend.
So who?
It's to the death. It's just to the death.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can't else but, okay, die.
Right.
I'm gonna die first. Let's make that happen. So shout out to the both of them for making an interesting court trial. I'm glad nobody is dead. But also, this is the dumbest thing ever. Like, if it was black couples, both of them would have been locked up just by even saying somebody hit somebody. It wouldn't even have been nothing. Both of them would have been locked up.
Oh yeah, especially if you cutting off limbs. Oh shit.
That's why I'm like, if a finger was cut at any point, she would be locked up. Him being Johnny Depp wouldn't have mattered. All of his movies would have been pulled. She wouldn't have been cast in nothing new yet. You know what I mean? They would have played the victorious black woman afterward. But we see what happened with, who is that, Kiki Wyatt? That's what happens when you let somebody out. Basically killing their husband. That's what happened.
She did try to kill her husband, didn't she? Did she?
Yeah, I think she did.
Oh, she did. And she on baby number who? 11?
Yeah.
12.
I think it may be 12.
Well, I mean, they did make the movie cheap about a dozen. I'm done.
Listen, by the 12th baby, if you have 12 babies, they should all just be falling out the way old girls go baby out.
Ooh, how do you stand it up? Like, she's a bad, now that is a bad bitch, okay? That is the epitome of a bad bitch.
Just like, how dilated do you have to be for a baby to practically fall out of your vagina? This is a lot for me to take right now. She didn't seem like she was in pain or nothing.
She That's was not phased. That's what
That's
I'm saying.
A lot. The non-phaser.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, her face. Plus the shock on the black nurse's face who was behind her. Is everything that made my day about that entire video, because she had no emotion. She was just like, yeah, I'm holding the like the white nurses behind us so late that they're like, okay, well, the head is out. Oh, the baby's out. All right.
And again, you're still standing. You're
the
still
black nurse
standing.
Behind her was just like, oh, she ain't even had no words. She was just. Second. me as a nurse.
Okay, you just delivered.
Wait a second.
Be like people sneezing, okay? What like you delivered a baby like you're sneezing.
Girl, I would have been trying to get her out of that hospital so fast. Ma'am, you might want to get out of here before they start charging you for tubes.
Right.
They gonna start taxing you as soon as they hook that baby up. I guarantee you. Oh Lord. Oh Jesus.
Well, and
bill for anesthesia. She ain't have to pay that. That's good.
Okay, but again, like those bills for the people who have not had kids. Okay, my youngest is fucking. Oh, even back then, just looking at it with insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That they charge you for having a baby is crazy. The room I was in was $20,000.
Come on. That's the cost that of a money makeover room. In Vegas.
Exactly. That's just the room. That doesn't cover the anesthesia. That doesn't cover the same. Literally nickel and dime the fuck out of you. By the time everything for that wonderful little beautiful bundle of new skin you just paid $75,000 for, and they still got 18 more years of your dollars to go.
That's what I'm saying, and that is a G-Wagon. that is a used G-Wagon you just spent on that baby. No, thank you.
Right. See, and then again, that was 14 years ago. How much is it now?
Girl, you know how much having a baby costs now. Too much. And that's why I be like, I must really love these babies. You better.
Right, because once you pop, the fun don't fucking stop, okay?
It don't. Once you pop, you popped.
I swear, because now I evaluate my life every time. So this young man is in high school. So now am I only not the luxury Uber, but every time you go outside, do you think you're supposed to get some money? Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to need you to go cut somebody grass with no shirt on and have somebody looking at you and throw dollars at you. Yes, I said it. I would definitely put...
She's going to pimp her son out to the old biddies outside who ain't got
you're
no...
You damn straight.
No. Because you know it's about that. Or it may be better if they do got a husband, because then their husband going to fund their foolishness, except they don't really care about what they be getting going on.
Exactly. If they single...
Them women be counting their pennies, and then them women probably gonna want something extra. You gotta keep your sons away from them, cause them women are predators.
Yeah. fuck around and get moths or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't need that. The ones with husbands, that's fine, cause then they feel like, you know, it's just a taste of their past. You remind me of when such and such was younger. And
I remember it was a guy named Earl at the end of the block. You can't
remind me of Earl. Ladies know they love an Earl and a Percy.
Ooh, not a
they love them. Percy's, Chauncey's.
Ooh, yes, Chauncey. Girl,
Herbert.
Funny. Oh, Herbert's that's even worse.
Herbert and Phillips. That was it.
I can never say Herbert, like the full name, because it always reminds me of Sherbert.
Herbert.
And then the part that be killing me is that so for the guys that was called Herb, their name was Herb, but then in the kitchen, they'd be like, can you pass me them herbs? I'd be like,
oh, so. No. One of these nouns is doing its own thing.
Right. One of these things is not like the other.
One of these things is not like the other. What's happening here?
Oh, shoot. Go through them herbs in the kitchen. What? I ain't never had none of those.
I don't own herbs. I'm sorry. I know a herb, but I do not own herbs.
Not a man, none of them.
No. Okay, now that we've stuck with white trauma. White drama.
Yeah. Always look for it, because we don't see it off.
It's true, but let me talk about the black trauma. Trauma.
Uh-oh.
So the Black Trauma Drama, remember we were talking about how lovely the Bailey sisters are and how their dating lives have been going. And I'm always keeping an eye out on the youngins, seeing what's happening, seeing right. what's the haps. And unfortunately, Chloe Bailey's little boo, okay, has been linked up in this YSL case that is considered a RICO case in Atlanta's. And this is what's sad, because Young Thug and Gunna, along with like 19 other people from that from their clique crew, have been locked up because of criminal activity that they have been linked to. And supposedly, they ain't gonna be getting out for a very, very, very long time. But Gunna, who has little to do with it, very little to do with it, has been trying to request a bail, and they denied his bail, and they set his review court date all the way
to next January.
Oh, dang.
So he's been denied bail for over 6 months, which is tragic. Because he didn't really do shit. But I want to specifically talk about how the hip-hop culture and how gangs and things that have been introduced into hip-hop, how that's going to go for the next couple months. Okay. Because Atlanta is, you know, this is the second chocolate city. It's not D.C., but it's bigger as far as the Black, you know, community. And that means that Black people are in position to be in, like, authority. And the Black people ain't all Black men who go to your strip clubs, who listen to your music. These are Black women. And the DA, the district attorney, is a Black woman. The judges that they're going to are Black women. And so now when you are dealing with, hey, you know, we tired of these white judges and all of this stuff. Okay. Well, now that you are being governed by your own people, this is what's going to happen. They don't give a fuck about none of that. Oh, it's, you know, it's somebody of my same race. They don't care about none of that. They better do their job. And they're not going to let you and your foolishness hold them back from what it is that they need to be doing.
So true.
So that's what's gonna be happening. You're gonna see that a lot more. They are ever since this mass shooting in Texas, rest in peace to those babies and stuff, and mass shooting in New York, rest in peace to those people in Buffalo, and mass shooting everywhere, because everybody got guns here.
Yeah.
Now they're cracking down on that. So New York is cracking down on all of their gun laws and all of these little dudes who be posting pictures and videos or whatever on their Instagrams and they and stuff. They are being indicted and they're going to be taken off the streets. So then you're going to get another wave of rappers. That means that drill generation is dying off or going away now because of jails, because the law is still the law.
Yeah, that hasn't changed much.
That ain't changed. It's only the people who, you know, issuing the sentences. Those people are going to change. Those people are going to look more and more like you because that's what you wanted.
And the crazy part is, even though that they were asking for that, it's still going to be a problem.
Is more of a problem now, because they're not gonna give you the same leniency as you thought they would. Like, they don't care. So y'all gonna see a lot of y'all, I guess, up and coming favorites and stuff being locked up, because y'all didn't know that whoever was they group leader, whatever, is considered to be a gang leader, or even worse, a crime boss to the government. And if they see you bringing guns and drugs into the hood, and then those same guns and drugs are the reasons that all of these people are dying or being shot up in neighborhoods, yes, they are going to go after who they're supposed to go after, which is the money. Because it doesn't matter if you take all of them little niggas off the street, it's still money that's being funneled there to get them out, get them more guns and drugs to sell and to shoot. That's the whole point. So they got to cut off the money. And Young Thug and Gunna, right before tour season, after both of them had projects dropping, is disgusting. It's nasty. Because that money that they were making, unfortunately, funds a lot of people. And so they had to get the niggas off the street. And that sucks. Gunna's gonna come back. But Young Thug, not so much. I don't know. I don't think so.
So in other words, in other words, for the younger generation who happens to listen to us, like, this shit is real. Like,
it's definitely real.
Like the GDs coming through the door. It was cute. Like, it was cute at first, but the shit can, like, legit get you killed.
It's like the same reason why the GDs are coming through the door is because he is trying to fight for somebody who has been locked up the whole time for being considered a crime boss. He's had multiple life sentences served to him. And it's like, yeah, at that age, no, it isn't like you're going to be commanding anything. But when you have that much power behind you, then what do you expect the government to do? Like, that's what they've done to all crime boss leaders. That's kind of their thing. They let you, you know, do what you do until a point. And then after that, it's like, whoa, you can't do that.
Now you're doing too much.
You're doing too much. It's too many people dying. We can't explain all of this. No, you gotta stop. And by then, you can't really stop. You can't really stop the people who now are doing this without you even telling them, who have now inherited a beef that they were just born into, I guess. Like, you ain't even know to hate these people.
Right. You in a second generation beef that you don't even know what the damn ingredients are. Did you really realize that these two motherfuckers was beefing over, like, a cousin or a girlfriend, or maybe even just a miscommunication?
Almost always a miscommunication or somebody feeling disrespected. And it's just like, it's over the most petty things that people die over. But of course, unless it is happening to you, then there's no way for you to really be able to judge it or put some type of value behind it. We are now dealing with the side effects of murders in Chicago for the past maybe 10, 15 years, maybe. And I only say 15 because a lot of those started before these kids were born.
Mm-hmm.
But back when I was 15, 16, yes, there were murders happening, but could you imagine the side effect of if somebody kills somebody's cousin who then goes back, their family retaliates, they kill your sister. Now you gotta retaliate by killing their mom. Now the last living son gotta retaliate by killing you. And then, like, it's
a never-ending cycle.
We've been doing this for years, and it doesn't matter if somebody moves, because then if you move to another city and say their family is out there in the city that you moved to, now you got a whole nother set of ops that you fighting. And now that spills and trickles into that neighborhood. And now you didn't kill somebody friend on accident because you was really shooting for somebody who, like, it's just, it's never going to end until you all die or until somebody at least forget.
It's a silly ass down somewhere.
I need y'all to come up with another hobby where you just don't remember who all killed who, because this is a tale that nobody is ever going to tell the police, because then they're going to be like, well, duh, we're not going to do that because then that's going to stop me from being able to kill them. And it's like, oh my God.
Like, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
You know who killed your cousin. You know where he stay at. You know everything about this nigga. And you gonna wait to handle it yourself and get yourself potentially killed because you don't want to tell nobody else that that person killed your cousin. And you got all types of stuff. That does not make you a snitch. To tell the police that that person killed my cousin is not snitching. That's not what snitching means.
No, I don't think they heard you. I don't think they heard you.
I mean, they're snitching. Like, snitching is when you and some people around you was doing some stuff, and then you get caught, and then you tell on everybody else, or you tell on the other person who was doing it in order for your sentence not to be as strong or for you not to get the same amount of punishment, although you were there and you did it also. That is snitching. If somebody comes up and murders your cousin, you know exactly who it is. You saw whatever they did. You saw how they drove off. You know where they hang out at. He left his DNA and everything that the cousin screamed out, "No, Jaquan, don't shoot me." Like, he did all of this right before
that. I can't. You will never laugh this hard. He will never laugh this hard.
Stanley, it's like, that is not snitching to be like, "No, nigga, that nigga shot my cousin." What? No, him, you, and you looking here, I don't kill you, but if I say that, then that's a threat charge, so I'm not gonna do that. No, that's the difference. That's not snitching. That's just saying this person killed my cousin. If you was this, because otherwise, if you wouldn't do that, if you thinking, "Oh, I'ma handle it myself," that means that you don't have faith in your evidence, right? But then also that makes you a part of a new case if you go and kill this person.
Yeah,
especially if everybody knows that that's the person who killed your cousin, and then all of a sudden that person ends up dead. Would that not make you a suspect?
What you're suggesting is that people would actually think things through before they actually did it, and I don't think they're there yet.
I feel like they be thinking it enough through to go get t-shirts made of the nigga and go get smoke packs printed up talking about something they smoking on somebody's ashes. They done thought up enough of it to make a promo reel and music videos out of it afterward. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I want you to think through of, okay, so now if I shoot them, right, how is this not going to come on back on me without being like, "Oh, well, you know, I used my homeboy gun, and then, you know, I gave it back to him and he did whatever with it." Like, that's not the end. That can't be the end. That can't be the end of what you thought about. And then you immediately went to writing the lyrics about how you then killed that cousin. Like, you can't then go and make a rap song that says exactly what you did. You see what I'm saying? Like,
no, but then that I did it. Like, I want everybody to know what I did.
See, if that's the case, I'm saying, what kind of justice is this? This is not real justice. You getting locked up for some stupid. I'm just like, why? You could have.
Because if I don't get the shit that I did, then how they gonna know that I did it? God damn it! I didn't call a couple of bodies. To know about it.
See, back in the day, y'all didn't tell nobody. Y'all think so? How are we supposed to know if it's real or not?
Yep.
And it's like, that's what made it real, guys. The fact there, and you were right next to them. You were right next to them, and that's what made it real. Not you just going around and you didn't got tattoos of everybody body that you didn't have, and you made 17 of the 17 fallen soldiers, and then, you know, you got locked up for 10, but or you supposed to get 10, but you was only a minor when it happened, so they let you out.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a whole lot.
All of you little niggas is going to jail, okay? Because if any black women got anything to do with it, we gonna get some riffraff out the street. If there's one thing we love to do, be nosy in somebody business and then clean it all up and take the credit for doing so. So.
Ooh, say it again. Say it again. Oops. Okay, well, hold on. Hold on, TT. I want to bring this to you and let me know how you feel.
Okay.
So I was thinking, what if we start using our platform to learn how to be women? Not to say that we need to give them a step-by-step booklet. Just saying. Give a little bit more direction to our females because we are going to set this world on fire for the way that we are acting.
Oh, for sure. But that's what we wanted, right?
Girl,
Oh
okay. But we don't like the we don't like
my God. Women love to argue.
hell yeah. Especially the I don't like to argue.
Women argue, and on top of that, women love to argue with men who count them out.
Say it again.
It is literally two things that women gonna argue for, and that's one, just to argue, and two, because a man said we couldn't do something, and then that's gonna send us
Send us to the moon. Tell us no, and
What?
we're gonna show you how and where to go and how to and when to get there. Okay.
Oh my God, for sure. That's the whole point. So I don't know. I mean, I don't mind. I just know if women are anything like I know women are, we don't listen. So it ain't shit I can tell you.
That is hilarious.
Just gotta get it on your own chest.
Oh shit. I mean, of course, I ain't gonna listen. I'm just proposing to put it out there because.
I mean, I don't mind. I don't mind the petition of putting it out there. I just know how we are. And because we are who we are, it just roll right on off the back, so roll right on from one ear right through the other. Just then don't apply, let it fly. And it just don't be applying to bitches. That's why they don't take nothing seriously about it. They be like, what? Nah, that ain't got nothing to do with me. So they let it fly.
That is hilarious. Okay.
I will say, I was just talking earlier about one of my favorite, not that she's spiritual, she's just real. One of my favorite people on Instagram. Her name is Ajna Sura. And I follow Ajna, and I followed her for years because of the fact that she is hilarious in her delivery with how she feels that a, how black women treat black men when they're affectionate and things like that. And then to the wrath of the black woman, she will go all the way into that. When she is in one of her angry tirades, it is like fire, like it is literally like watching fire. I can't necessarily always watch it because somebody gonna get burned and somebody feelings gonna be hurt. So
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
always watch it. I just be like, she just got to get back in her right spirit. For me, anybody who's just not acting out in that, it's like, I can't really take that in because it's not really you. You speaking through your hurt. You speaking through, you know what I mean? But I've seen her grow as far as that. And
Yeah.
today, she had one of the funnier posts that came across my timeline, which was, about how all of these new women, and I only say new women because these are new women, like these are young women who have gotten to be women now, and how their phrase, or how they view other women who are either in relationships or how they view women who love black men, it is kind of like a devalued thing because, of course, when you see how black women are treated by black men, you either fall on one side or the other, right? It's typically not trying to hear both sides. It's just one that is just like they're trash, and then the other one where it's just like, I just love him, and no matter what, like you just get one or the other. And so how she was saying, y'all have this thing about pick me's, and y'all have coined this term of being a pick me because you have made it a bad thing to want to be picked by a man. You've made it a bad thing. And I don't think you guys are understanding what it is that you're saying. She was like, so let me break this down. If you, a single woman right now, are dating anyone, you are in hopes of that person to pick you or to choose you back.
Right. Right.
Just like, I just want to make that clear. Like, it's not like, ooh, pick me, love me. Like, y'all are making it sound like we desperate out here, but you yourself are still dating and you yourself are still choosing and wanting to be chosen. So it is not a negative thing to be in a relationship and say, hey, we're going through these things in the relationship and I still want my significant other to pick me because I'm still going to pick my significant other. So I was just like, yeah, that's about right. And I wanted to say that to y'all because I've always hated that phrase and I've always found it funny because every single woman that I've seen say that always ends up in a relationship and becomes that girl. So it is that where it's like, even the toughest, no, you know, that ain't my nigga until he do this, 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 and this. And then he does this, this, and this, or some new guy or some girl or whomever that it is that you're dating comes in and checks all of those boxes for you. And now you the same cupcake for this person that you assumed was like this negative thing beforehand because you weren't feeling loved, because you weren't feeling chosen, because you weren't feeling picked. And so you made it seem like this is like a dodgeball thing, but it's like, it's a sport out here to date. It is definitely a sport. It is a game. It is a thing that you have to actively do to be in a relationship. You can't just be like, cool, I met this person, I think he cute, I think he cool, and you know, now my work's done. No, bitch, your work has just started. Now you have to be you with another person looking at you, telling you about you.
Ooh, girl, can we dedicate the episode this week for that? Because I feel like they really need to hear that. Like, they need to hear the nitty gritty. Because people, no, let me not. Because women feel like when they are finding who they are, find the person for them, and that man actually allows them to be who they are, then they start to question who they are. Because they are the new person that they were supposed to be by being with this man. Because they have no inhibitions. So, yeah.
And in the docket, we'll get to it.
Oh, yes.
But as for the now, we can cap this one off by saying, you know, we still love all y'all. It don't matter. We here for you. It's all good. We still learning and growing and doing stuff too. So it's not like we the end all be all. Y'all can have some totally different opinions about some shit. Oh yeah. Oh boy. You know who you is because you still listen. You got a problem with me? Let's beef it out.
Wait, what happened? Hold on. You lost me. Come back. What? Never mind.
If I ain't forget. And just know, you got a problem with me, I'm going to pull you up on the stage, so be prepared, because I'm going to call you, okay? I know you on face back, so be ready. Be prepared, my guy.
Oh, man, she choosing violence, y'all.
I mean, it's because you think it's sweet.
This
ain't sweet. It's just savory over here, my guy.
Hey.
So anywho, yeah. Like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah, share, and we will be back. We'll be back to visuals real soon, y'all.
Oh yeah, we'll do that soon. And also, you'll get to see all the new things that we've been working on because, of course, it's always a lot of things. But yeah, check out the footages because there's always new footages for you guys on YouTube. Yas, go check out and follow Single Mom Memoirs. Go check out House and Home Goods. Follow that on YouTube. I dropped my first like YouTube thing for House and Home Goods, so check that.
Hey, come through, sis.
Yeah, I didn't do much else. I was just, you know, just some archive stuff.
It's cool.
Just some archive stuff. So we're just making sure that we get all the content out to you guys before we take new images and stuff like that and get the new sets prepared. But yeah, everything is as it should be. And I hope everybody is well and is flourishing and is feeling sensational. Although it is hot, make sure you guys stay hydrated out there. Drink all your water and mind your motherfucking business. Okay.
I promise you, because your hair will grow really fast. Mine did.
It will, man. I mean, bands on that last project, but they going back, you know, strong and healthy and stuff. And so, so the new nails is coming. So that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing either.
Besides, make sure y'all niggas stay ratchet.
Period. I like that. Song being inserted here now. Boom. Bow.
Bow.
All right, y'all. Stay ratchet for real.
Okay. Bye.
You've changed. You promised you wouldn't. You constantly spoke it like a mantra. What you said and how you act now are two different things. Two different words. Two different people. Gemini and full effect, I guess.
They need to know when a nigga comes around. Go take my step and you gon' see if I'm in time. Dollar bills in my rowdy, y'all. Nigga, I'm a king. Me and my 50 whole collection. And my mama bills with that food.
See the fuck niggas wanna check. Sit tight, no slit. Got the damn top drop. Two color flip flop. Black cock. No money, motherfucker. Don't you see the big knife? Don't you see the big tie? Don't you see the fuck niggas wanna check. Sit tight, no slit. Got the damn top drop. Two color flip flop. Black cock. No money, motherfucker. Don't you see the big knife? Don't you see the release my phrase, I need extra G's. Man, I try to go to church, but the devil is a lie. All that turning at the mixes ain't gonna bring my mama time. My papa's sick too. Nigga used to work every day. My oldest brother with that dope game, shit gon' get paid. Sunday service in the front row, don't you question my faith. They said they skew you make it rich. Chop the lane for the cake. God damn, here comes the man. Here comes that nigga screaming money in the thing. Fuck the gotta spend it all. Dollar bills in my rowdy, y'all. Nigga, I'm a king. Me and my 50 whole collection. And my mama bills with that food. See the fuck niggas wanna check. Sit tight, no slit. Got the damn top drop. Two color flip flop. Black cop. New money, motherfucker.